It's Wednesday, October 11th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Alliance Defending Freedom hosted a religious liberty panel last Thursday in Poland. The panel brought awareness to Turkey's persecution of Christians. The number of Christians in Turkey has dwindled from 20% to 0.2% of the population over the last century. In recent years, the country has expelled at least 75 foreign Christian workers. Dr. Lydia Reeder of ADF said, quote, "We see Turkish authorities specifically targeting foreign Christians and their families and using immigration regulations to ban them from speaking about their faith. By deliberately targeting Christians with de facto bans, the government is actively stifling the Christian faith," end quote. Psalm 14, verse 4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord?" On Saturday, Hamas launched a massive surprise attack on Israel. The Palestinian Islamic group also took between 100 and 150 hostages. Israel responded with deadly airstrikes, displacing over 100,000 people and threatening a, quote, "complete siege," end quote, of the Gaza Strip. The Israel Defense Forces Army Radio reports 1,000 people have died in Israel, while the Palestinian Ministry of Health reports 900 people have died in Gaza. 14 Americans have died in the conflict, and Americans are among the hostages held by Hamas. The Wall Street Journal reports that Iranian security officials backed the Hamas attack on Israel. This comes after the U.S. unfroze $6 billion in Iranian funds in a U.S.-Iran prisoner swap last month. At the time, former President Donald Trump warned, quote, "Can you believe Joe Biden is giving $6 billion to the terrorist regime in Iran? That money could be used for terrorism all over the Middle East and indeed the world," end quote. The U.S. State Department says the funds have not been fully transferred to Iran. However, other Republican presidential candidates like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are also criticizing Biden's $6 billion deal as a catalyst for the Hamas attack. Speaking of military funding, more and more Americans are growing skeptical of U.S. weapons being sent to Ukraine. A new Reuters Ipsos poll